The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Hello and welcome to another edition of My Music. David Franklin and Frank Muir competing against Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. And we begin with a simple round in which the contestants are asked to name the composer, whose name begins with an F, and name the composition which does not begin with an F. David, F for Franklin, you first.
This comes from an opera called Marta by a composer called Flotov. He wrote a flot of operas. Anything else you want? It's an aria for tenor. It's called Ma Paris.
That's what I wanted for your
second. It's very high, very difficult to sing.
Yes, like Ma Paris by Flotov. Thank you, there's two marks. Dennis Norton.
A pack of angry wolves on the trail.
We are after you,
dead or alive. We are out to get you, dead or alive.
And we'll get to shore
if you're the one.
So nice that it's not opera. It's Rosemary.
Yes.
And it's, which is by Rudolf Frimmel.
That's your other mark. Thank you. I don't wish to know any more.
That's
two marks. Ian Wallace's turn.
Song that somehow one associates rather with Bing Crosby many years ago, called Beautiful Dreamer,
yes,
by Stephen Foster.
Yes. Two marks.
It's one of the great soppy songs of all time.
Yes.
Lovely to sing when you've had a few.
Yeah. Frank, I'd like to hear you sing this when you've had a few. See if you know what this is.
I defy you not to give me full marks. It's a name that starts with a D in this section of composers whose names start with F. Mr. Defyer.
Any idea what the piece was called?
Yes, it's called The Ritual Fire Dance.
Yes.
In my day.
From El Amor Brujo.
It took
from
you
El Leonard Amor Brujo.
Yes. Yes, El Amor Brujo. Love the magician. You've got two marks. Here are some musical terms or expressions. David, what is a Liedertafel?
What?
Liedertafel.
It's choir, choral society, glee club.
Yes. Strictly, it means a song table. One would sit around a table singing glees or songs or catches. Schubert and his friends, for instance, a word used in Germany for a group or club of men who do part singing. Similar to the French Orfeon. Two marks. David,
although spit on each other, wouldn't they? They'd be too close, really.
You need a very big table for somebody singing the Messiah.
Yeah. Dennis, running all through Die Meistersinger is what you might call a theme song, the prize song, in fact, and I think your partner may be able to give us a bar or two of how it goes. Can you la-la it?
Ooh, that's it's not really one of my operas. That's
anyway, your question, Dennis. Nothing to do with Meister Singer at all. Which was the first film theme song, and in which film?
Oh, it's funny. The question that starts running all through the Meister Singer. there was a competition once of. If you opened a newspaper, what would the first three words of any article most likely to put you off from reading the article? And somebody suggested an article that starts, "If as seems unlikely." I get the same putting off and running all through. The first theme song of a film. The first song in a film was in The Jazz Singer. In 1927.
Song being?
The song in that was one that was immortalized in a recent My Music called Mammy.
Mm. Stick with the same performer and see how you get on.
Al Jolson.
Yes.
Well, then there was The Singing Fool.
That's one mark for you. And the song?
The song in that was Sunny Boy.
Yes.
Was that her?
It ran through.
Oh,
I am reliably assured. Two marks. Ian, question for you. What is a short score?
Well, really, when you're all out 29. And no extras.
Yes.
A short score, yeah. Presumably a musical score.
Short.
Something like the overture to Susanna's Secret, which lasts 2.5 minutes.
Oh, Ian.
Well, that would be a short score.
Yes, it would. Yes. I really must give you one
score,
out of two.
A score with four pages missing.
That'd be a score short.
Yeah. I thought people used to turn up at band rehearsal with it, sort of Salford Hippodrome. I haven't got the violin party again.
I really can't give you more than one out of two, Ian. That's generous, because you missed the whole essence of the thing. It's a condensed version of a full score. All the notes are there, but several instruments might be condensed onto one stave, or perhaps several voices, you see.
Yes.
I mean, the ordinary SATB, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, a hymn written on two staves instead of four is really, in a sense, a kind of shortened score. It's shortened in a vertical sense, not in a horizontal sense.
Not one. A word of that penetrated me.
Never mind, Frank, this is your moment. For two marks, what is a tam-tam, and where would you find one? Assuming, of course, that you wanted two.
Or two, presumably. A tam-tam is... surely it's that sort of gurgling noise that you get on playing a tom-tom on somebody's empty tum-tum. Am I warm?
No, you're really as cold as you could be.
Have you got any thoughts on that? Dozing away there.
I'm not dozing. I was awake and enjoying you. It's a percussion instrument.
It's a Lofty here says that it's a percussion instrument.
Well, there you are.
See, Steve, it's used by percussionists. Yeah. They strike it with another instrument, and you find it in the percussive sector of your orchestra or your band, as you might say, or to coin a phrase, and that's what it is.
Well, you have it for a mark, but what is it?
What are we all? I mean... Who can say what is the point of these things? Do you mean what is it in terms of
wrong.
Atomic, molecular... What? The gong.
The gong.
There's your other mark, yes. The circumlocutus, or whatever it is, frankly, I came up with it. The gong in the percussion section. Done. Yes, two marks. Some general knowledge about some of the great composers. David, three of the greatest composers in musical history all knew one another, all lived in the same city. Half a mark for each of their names and another half mark, making two in all, for naming the city.
Well, let's name the city first.
How?
Vienna.
Vienna for the city, half an hour.
And I should think, is Haydn one of them?
Yes.
And Mozart's one of them?
Yes.
Watch him, see if he twitches. No, it can't be Beethoven. It can't be Beethoven.
I don't know why it shouldn't be. He's your other half, Mark.
But did Beethoven know Mozart?
Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, all knew
really?
One another. Yes, one and a half plus a half.
Well, I blundered into a maximum.
Two marks. There we are, yes. Dennis, it's always rather pleasant to see experts proved hopelessly wrong. So can you tell me who was born in Italy, 1813 actually, became a composer as a boy, but was rejected by Milan Conservatory as overage and insufficiently gifted? Who was he? And for your second mark, when did he die?
Try Verdi today.
Try Verdi for a mark. And when did he die? Within a couple of years.
I have the faintest. Do you know that Giuseppe Verdi, literally translated as Joe Green? You knew that. Yeah. Well, do you know when he died?
1901.
About 1901.
Precisely.
It's a bit about quarter past, don't you?
Precisely 1901. And there's your two marks out of two. Good. Still with composers, Ian, two famous composers died of typhus and a third of cholera. Who were they, and for your extra half mark, which of them died first?
Tchaikovsky.
Yes, of cholera. All right.
There's
a half mark.
Schumann.
No, nearly right.
Schubert.
Yes.
I knew we'd get him in this round somewhere.
Yes, this is a difficult one, so I'll help you a bit. And the other one, he died young as well.
Mozart.
Yes. Mozart and Schubert died of typhus, Tchaikovsky of cholera, and which of them then died first?
Mozart.
Yes. Long before Mozart died.
We had the brain in overdrive there for a minute.
Yes. You've got two marks all the same. Mozart died in 1791, Schubert not until 1828, and Tchaikovsky much, much later. Frank, one of our greatest composers got into trouble at a coronation for selling black market tickets of admission to the organ loft. Later, he died of a chill thought to be contracted by being locked out of his own house overnight by his jealous wife. Who was he, and whose was the coronation?
It's not Sid Leatherbarrow, is it?
No, I can confidently say it's not.
Because this happened to Sid Leatherbarrow. he was actually used to blow the bellows. He didn't play it, but he did flog tickets for quite a recent coronation. And the vicar came up and said, "Who is this dire person?" And that's why the big pipes are called double dire person.
No, this one's wrong.
David says, "Try Purcell."
Yes. And can you tell me whose coronation?
Try James II.
Okay. Okay, I will. Hang on. Don't go away, David. Steve?
Yes, sir?
James II.
Oh, lucky Jim. You're right. Yes.
We get paid for it.
This is the bit that's really remarkable you get paid for, the singing round now. Graham Daly and Bernard Chin start you off with some familiar songs. Three marks for taking over successfully where they leave off. David.
I'm half crazy. It's very high. Crazy. All for the love of you. It won't be a stylish mariage. I can't afford a carriage, but you'll look sweet upon the seat of a tandem.
Right. See, there's three marks. And a song from Dennis Norden.
They all go out for a walk. Walk, walk, a quiet old spoon and a talk, talk, talk. That's the time they long for, just before the night. And many a grand little wedding is planned in the twilight.
Yes. I got through that, didn't I?
You did.
Got
yes.
All the way
yes.
through that.
I preferred the key in which you ended to the one of the.
I like the way they join him for a professional singer, but a professional writer they leave all on his todder.
We're going to have a solo now from Ian Wallace. Ian.
There were lots of lads and lasses, oh, all with smiling faces, gunning along the Southwood Road to see the Bladen races.
Frank.
I could see this girl was no good for me. But I could not get. That God could make a tree.
It's only an approximation, I will confess. Only an approximation.
3 marks for neatness, I think. We've had opera titles from time to time, opera singers and so on. Now for some of the opera stories and allied subjects. David, who wrote an opera about and named after 2 famous composers and about the notion, false actually, that one of them poisoned the other?
Tchaikovsky wrote, and it was about Mozart and Salieri. Next question.
Not Tchaikovsky. Rimsky-Korsakov.
I just did that to see if you know.
Mozart and Salieri, written in 1898, based on Pushkin's poem. Dennis, can you name 2 musical dragons and tell me, please, where you'd find them?
One is in magic flute. Magic flute. One is in the magic flute. There wouldn't be very much room in it for dragon, but apparently he's in the magic flute.
A dragon in the magic flute.
Well, I listen. I just tell you what I hear. I can't vouch for any of this. Yes, there is a dragon in the magic flute.
There really is.
If Ian says so.
Yes, well, there you are. All right.
If Ian
yes.
says so. Let him write in if it's
his
wrong.
His name?
There's one called Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yes, that's the one I had in mind. Where would you find him?
Oh, you'd find him on a Nina and Frederick recording.
Yes, you might find him there, that's right.
I thought of another one.
I thought of another one.
Yes, go on.
A song called Dragon Along the Prairie. Carmen. We just had another flash. There's a dragon in Carmen.
No.
I see what you mean now. Carmen dragon. There's a musical dragon. What would you call him? You'd call him Mr. Dragon or Carmen.
Or Maestro.
Depending upon how you knew him. Yes, or Maestro.
Well, I'm going to give
or
you 2
occupant,
marks.
If you're sending a letter to him.
That's very clever. I'm going to give you 2 marks after 2 and abandon all efforts to make you say Fafner. The dragon in Siegfried, out of Wagner's Ring.
I've known Dennis for 23 years. Cycle. I've never heard him say Fafner.
No.
Well, no wonder I failed.
Yeah.
Ian, where do you find Scarpia, Spoletta and Scarone? And what are their jobs?
Scarpia was the chief of police in Rome some considerable time ago. Sharone, forgive me for grating your pronunciation.
That is correct.
Yes. Sharone was the jailer and torturer employed by Scarpia to torture Cavaradossi, a painter with political opinions that Scarpia didn't
well,
agree with.
Them, yes. Yeah. Spoletta?
Spoletta was the sort of head of Scarpia's MI5. He was the chap who That's went right. round and was his sort of detective, uniformed usually.
And where do you find them all?
You find them in Puccini's opera Tosca.
Tosca, thank you. 2 marks, yes.
I shouldn't get a clap for that, because that's one of the operas I've sung in, so I ought to know. Thank you, all the same.
You played the part of the dragon, didn't you? Frank, where do you find ping, pang and pong, and what do they do?
Hang on, message coming through. Mute a bass. Ah, yes, I remember. I've seen this one.
I know, you saw it in the Bolshoi.
Yeah, it wasn't the Bolshoi, either. It was Turandot.
Yes.
It's by a chap called Pacini.
Yes, I want to know what they do.
Ah, yes, well, you see, it's the story of this pong. Oriental court in China. And these three, they were rather comical when I saw it. Hmm. They are three Chinese chaps who...
Court official.
What?
Court official.
They're
court official.
I think we give you your two there, because you had the right idea, and certainly the right opera. Ping, the Grand Chancellor. Pang, the Chief Cook. Pong, the General Purveyor. We move on now to the next round, and it's songs from films and shows, old and new. The title of the song, please, and its composer, David. Said the title of the show, the title of the show and its composer.
First, Roberta.
Roberta, yes, and its composer.
Jerome Kern.
Jerome Kern, yes, thank you. Roberta, Jerome Kern. Dennis.
Bing Boys. The first one was called The Bing Boys Are Here.
That's the one. Yes.
And it was by Nat D. Eyre.
That's right. And I still think it's a marvellous tune, that. Do you know the year, that show?
Well, it would be during the First World War. Yes, it would be about 1916.
That's right. George Robey was in it. Yes, you're right.
Twilight Lorraine. I remember George Robey's son, who is a distinguished judge, telling me once that he remembered as a boy in the house, the Robey household, when that show was being rehearsed, and he said, I can remember my father coming home with a song and saying, they've given me a song to sing, it's not my style of thing at all, it'll never take, it's no use at all, and put up on the piano, If You Were the Only Girl in the World.
Oh, lovely. A lovely story. Here's one for you to guess in. Once again, please, the show and its composer.
Herbert.
Yes.
From Naughty Marietta.
That's right. 2 marks. Frank Muir, one for you.
Call Me Madam.
Yes.
Written by Irving Berlin.
You've got it. And that's the end of the game, I'm afraid. A victory this week for David Franklin and Frank Muir.
Part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. At the keyboards were Graham Daly and Bernard Chin, and the chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.